Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Tzadi Vav, and we are on Tzadi Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah. The last thing we were discussing, we remember the three different days, the machlokas of the Tanoim about Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanim, where the preparation was done. Was it done outside partially? Was it outside all or inside all? That was the machlokas between Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. We tried to say the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had to do with how to understand the Pesukim by David HaMelech and Nov Ir HaKohanim, but ultimately it was that it was based on a Mesorah. Okay, Nov Ir HaKohanim is a tragic story, but there are many stories in the Tanakh that touch on the Nov. Obviously, Doeg, that's what did him in, right? One of the few individuals that, Chazal say, at least according to some, lost his Olam Haba. Shaul and his sons, were involved in the punishment for that. And even David HaMelech, remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, about Yishbi Benov. The amazing story about David and Yishbi Benov, where Hashem asks David, which type of punishment do you want to get for your involvement with Nov? What did David do? What did David do in the city of Nov? He was running away. So maybe on David's level, Chazal say, he maybe should have thought that Shaul had this Ruach Ra, and it would have endangered the Kohanim if he went there, and that's why Hashem asks him, do you want to be punished yourself, or do you want something to happen to your children? And obviously, as any good father would have said, David says, I'll take it. I'll take it. And that's when the Gemara tells us that the Satan dressed up like a deer, and he led David into the Eretz Plishtim, and Yishbi Benov tries to kill him. He puts David on the floor, puts an olive press over him, and magically, miraculously, the ground softens, and David HaMelech sinks into the ground. And then Avishai ben Tsruya hears about it in the shower. He takes David's horse, and he gallops, and he gets there just in time, and Yishbi Benov sees what's going on. And he sees it's two against one now, so he quickly throws David up in the air and puts his sword in the ground, point up, so David could fall on it. Avishai says, Shem Hashem, David HaMelech stops in midair. Stops in midair, one of the most amazing stories in all of Shas. Stops in midair, and there Avishai has a whole conversation with David. What's going on? What are you doing? And David's like, well, I have this conversation with Hashem, and he said I have to be punished for what happened in Nov. So this was the choice, and this is what I chose. Avishai said, Afich Slosech, I change your tefillah. We need you now. We'll worry about the future later on. So they change, and they run, and he says Shem Hashem again. He runs down, and they run away, and they eventually kill Yishbi Benov, the brother of Goliath. But either way, that all has to do with the story of Nov, where David HaMelech, a little bit, was taken to task by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just a little bit, but it appears to us that it was a little bit, based on David's level. But again, that was the Havamin in the Gemara, that it was based on how to darshan the psukim of the conversation between David and the Kohanim of Anov, and it ended up being Gemara. Remember, they were all massacred except for one Kohen. One Kohen got out. That's how the family and the lineage of Aaron HaKohen survives, because of one Kohen that got out of the city of Anov. Good. Chavite Kohen Gadol. We continue now with the next Mishnah. The Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. We spoke about the Shtei Alechem and Alechem Apanim, right? This parak is all about unusual, non-common Karbanas Mincha. So first we spoke about the Shtei Alechem and Alechem Apanim, and now we talk about the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, which again we spoke about at length earlier, at the end of Perak HaTcheles. Daf Nun, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, that was where we spoke about the Chavitin. But here, the Mishnah describes where it was baked. Everything was done b'fnim. Everything was done b'fnim, and therefore, v'dochos is a Shabbos, and everything was doche Shabbos. Rashi notes here, everything was done b'fnim. Why? L'divrei HaKol. Right, we mentioned earlier in the previous Mishnah that certain, like Tosfos explained, that mitas yavish lo niskadsha, and that's why it wasn't niskadesh. It could be done outside. It could be done the day before. But here explains Rashi, the chavite kohen gadol was split up into the chatzi isaron. Remember, that was why there was a chatzi isaron kli, because of the chavite kohen gadol had to be split up into two halves, and to use half of the isaron for each of the six chalas, six and six. We had a suffix earlier. What about splitting that half into the six chalas? Is that biyad or bakli? That was the question the Gemara asked. But the original splitting it into the six and six, so that's the Chatzi Yisaron Kli. So that explains Rashi here. That, of course, was Mekadesh what was in it, because that was only Musar to the Kohanim. And we assume the Kohanim would be Zrizim and not have any issues and not take it out and not make any mistakes with it. That's what Rashi says here. L'divrei HaKol, Oso Chatzi Yisaron Shal Yecholik Bo Yisaron Shal Kohen Gadol Nimshach. Fidel Amashko Isar and Shalem, yesterday's discussion of the Isar and Shalem, the Midas Yavish, Mibresha Kalada Modeid Bo Minchaso. Other people, anybody uses their kli to measure their mincha. This was only given to the Kohanim to cut this Kohen Gadol, and therefore it was there was no ishtchash of yotzei, and therefore it was nimshach. It's mekadesh what's in it, and it's all done bifnim. All done bifnim. I forgot to mention also today's shiur is sponsored L'Refua Shalema Yoshua Meir Ben Rachel Sarah. L'Refua Shalema Yoshua Meir Ben Rachel Sarah Yisher L'Refua Shalema Bekarav. Okay, so anyway, continues the Mishnah. So the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, everything is done bifnim. V'dochos es haShabbos. And it's docha Shabbos. Right, and it's done because it's done every day, including Shabbos. Tchinasan v'har kadasan in a docha es haShabbos. But the earlier stages, the grinding and the harkada, the sifting, is not docha Shabbos. Why? Klal amar Rabbi Akiva, kol malacha she'ef shel asos ameir of Shabbos in a docha Shabbos. Any malacha like that you could have done before Shabbos is not docha Shabbos. V'she'ef shel asos ameir of Shabbos docha Shabbos. Only malacha that you couldn't have done before Shabbos, that is docha Shabbos. That is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, quoted here and quoted in the beginning of Rabbi Blaz Demila also on Shabbos daf Kuflamet in the context of Bris Mila. Right, any malacha that you could have done before Shabbos is not docha Shabbos, both in terms of milah over there and in terms of karbanos over here. There is a general something to talk about and a specific. The Yerushalmi here has a discussion. Not here. There is no Yerushalmi on Menachos. Right, that's the story. Beginning of the 1900s, there was a fake Yerushalmi that someone put out, and all the Gdolim of the time started reading it, and you have to be expert in Yerushalmi to know this, and they realized that it was all a fabrication, and they called out the publisher that he made it up. You have to be pretty big chacham to come up with a fake Yerushalmi also. But you have to be a true chacham to realize that the Yerushalmi is not correct. So the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, wonders, what about the night before? Right, we say all of these are docha Shabbos. So what about Leil Shabbos? Is it also docha Leil Shabbos, or is it only docha Yom? The Yerushalmi says, "Im eino inyan lalayla tenenu inyan liyom davar shu docha es haShabbos bayom machshirin maush yitchu es haShabbos balayla." Actions that are docha during the day, what about at night? Hey, the Yerushalmi quotes, "Vataninan hemidu ose chavitin lasos chavitin tipater bechol." Maybe only on chol. But he discusses the Yerushalmi question is how to read the Yerushalmi, as is often not exactly clear what the Yerushalmi's maskana is. But the Karbana Eida here says, "Vataninan perakamet tamid hemidu ose chavitin lasos chavitin dahainu lachem chamin v'shar tzrachav v'zeh hayakodem alos hashachar sharei achar kach hayetshumas adeshen." Sounds like from that Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that they did all these preparations, the machshirin of the chavitin, even before Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe that's only talking about weekday preparation of the chavitin. But on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do it ba'layla. Again, this is the question of the Yerushalmi. If you look on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, there are different mefarshim and different versions. So in mine, there's the Tziyun Yerushalayim. Quoting all of the mefarshim and Yerushalmi are very late. They're very late. Tziyun Yerushalmi is quoting the Noda Yehuda. Right? It means a late commentary. So he says, this relates to what the Noda Yehuda says in Arachayim Simen Chavches. What does the Noda Yehuda talk about in Arachayim in Simen Chavches? Im yesh mila bein ha-mitzarim biyom aleph. There's a mila during the 3 weeks on Sunday. Could the Bali Bris shave on Friday and get a haircut on Friday? That's the shaila that the Noda Yehuda was talking about. A parallel shaila. When you have a heter to do something b'shaito, how much earlier do you have? How much earlier do you have? So tshuva, the Noda Yehuda here says, Hine iker heter giluach b'enam etzarim l'bali bris v'almatzinu lo b'rishonim v'lo b'achronim u'b'shochan arach mevuar rak sh'bal bris mutar lo b'sh levanim aval asaper lo niskar davar. Doesn't even say this in the early sources. V'ha'olam b'kan tafsu minak heter v'lamdu midin yimei asvira. And they say, just like svira, one kid, the Bali Bris, can shave and do the self-grooming that is usually the minag is to usher during Yimei Svira. So too, during the 3 weeks, the Imla Din Yesh L'Chalik, another Behuda points out that might not be a good comparison. We've mentioned in the past, the Avelos of Svira is not mentioned in Shas anywhere. The Gemara in Yevamis that talks about Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim dying between Pesach and Shavuos, that's all it says. Doesn't say, and therefore Klal Yisrael took upon themselves minhagi avelus. Doesn't say that anywhere. So no, the Behuda says, Vimlodi Ishlachalik, the shiny avelus churban beis hamigdash. You might have said this is more chamur, but you find early sources that compare. So okay, I'll take it I'll accept that. But to do it earlier, that's more of a shaila. The gamash enago shemhema valibris biyom rishon makdim l'saper be'er Shabbos v'lamdu dinze mi lag ba'omer. Right, if lag ba'omer falls out on Sunday, that's the het that's quoted by the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If lag ba'omer is on Sunday, you wouldn't already shave on Friday. Gam kein l'daiti ein adino domem. Also, I don't think it's the same. Shebalag ba'omer hadavar yadua take up the erev Shabbos sheyom aleph yelag ba'omer. It's a vaday that lag ba'omer is on Sunday. It's a vaday. Aval kan yishlach eshlochshada umiyada be'erev Shabbos sheyemila b'yom aleph. Maybe the meal is not going to take place. Maybe the baby's going to be sick. Maybe you're not going to find the moel. There are many cases that might come up. Vishazeho ishi yemol osantik v'day lahatir bo bayom. It's enough that day. And number two, he says, interesting, Lag Ba'omer and other days like it, already the aura of the day starts beforehand. We don't say Tachnun, Minchan, Erev, Lag Ba'omer. We already know there's something in the air already before the day. Shehetash Lag Ba'omer, Maskel Tekef Balalia, Maishna Lididun, She'ein Omer Tachnun, Mincha Shalafanav, V'yim Kein, Kivish Mutter Tekef, Motzei Shabbos, I'm sorry, below Motzei Shabbos. Shemutah, they take a Motzei Shabbos, Ein Nachal, Jiyah Shabbos Aser. Right afterwards, even at night, it kind of starts. We wait for the day, Mixes Yom Kakulo. Avo Bali, Bris, Ulai Gamba Laila, Shalafne Amila Aserim, Vena Heter, Maskalad Yom Alef Baboker, Vigivish Aser, below Motzei Shabbos, Aser Gamba Erev Shabbos. And he continues, and therefore he thinks it's Aser in this case. So the Shiare Tzion Yerushalayim quotes this Noda Behud on the bottom of this Yerushalmi, who says maybe the Yerushalmi is a kind of against. The Yerushalmi is saying that things start earlier. Things start earlier. And he's mechalik between the Gufa Mitzvah, Machshirei Mitzvah. But this is a discussion of allowances of getting ready for a mitzvah. Does that happen before the actual time that you could do the mitzvah? Relating to the sugya that we've quoted often. It's not exactly the same sugya. This is about, can a person prepare and do activities before the time of the mitzvah? And you can't do the mitzvah yet. We've discussed in the past, when does the chefza shel mitzvah, the status, start? Can that start even before the time to do the mitzvah? Right, we discussed that by Karban Pesach. When is a Karban Pesach called a Karban Pesach? Machlokas Tanam in the first Perek in Zvachim about being shochet at Pesach Shalol Lishma. What happens Pesach morning? I can't shech the Karban Pesach really until Ben Harbayim, after Chazos. What about if I shech the Shalol Lishma in the morning? Fine, I'm not yotzei my Pesach, but maybe that's at least called a Pesach for Shalol Lishma purposes. Is it possible to have the Chefza Shal Mitzvah beforehand? Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Gimel. When does the status of lulav start? I can't shake a lulav until the first day in the morning. But maybe the status of lulav starts the night before. And that's why, where the Gemara talks about that you have to, if you have a hadas that has more berries than leaves, and I have to take off the berries in order to make sure it's kosher to have more leaves, I have to make sure to do that before yontif starts. I can't do it on yontif, besides the issue of tikkun mana. But I have to have it beforehand, or else it's called nidche. It's called nidche. What do you mean? Do it before the morning. No, it might start right away. And many other examples of that. But again, that relates to this suffix of the Yerushalmi. The other issue to mention is Rabbi Kiva Shita itself. Rabbi Kiva here says that by Shabbos, right, the halacha is, and we paskin this way. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar, that all, even Machshirei Mila and others are Docha Shabbos. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that any malacha that could have been done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos, as it says here, the Tchina and the Harkada of the flower could have been done before Shabbos, and therefore it is not Docha Shabbos. That chilik of could have been done before plays a role in another context as well. Not Shabbos, but Yontif. There's a major machlokes Rishonim. Hechsher, Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. Right, you're allowed to cook on Yontif. But you can't do everything to cook on Yontif. I can't drive to this somewhere to pick up the food to go and bring it back to cook on Yontif. So there are limitations. And clearly there are limitations. The Yerushalmi says, Milisha ve'elach. Right, that's what's mutter. Right, the Tosfos in Beit Adav Gimel quotes, Milisha ve'elach, the Yerushalmi. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Why are certain malachas mutter and why are certain malachas usser to do on Yontif? So various Rishonim, have their approaches. The Rambam seems to say everything is mutter daraisa. Everything's mutter daraisa. Midrabanan, there's a chilek. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. Kol malacha she'efsher lo la'asot. Oh, I'll start from the previous B'shar malachas sheish bo tzarech achila mutter kigon shkita afia lisha v'chayotzei behen v'chol she'en behen tzarech achila aser kigon ksiva ariga ubinyan v'chayotzei behen. Only malachas that are litzarech achila, fine. And then the Rambam says, kol malachas she'efshar lo le'asos me'erev yantif v'lo yiyah b'hefsid v'lo chisaron im nasa mi'be'erev, anything that you could have done before yantif, it wouldn't be any it wouldn't be any worse. No chisaron asru chachamim. La asos osa b'yantif. Afa pishi l'tzorech achila. The Chachamim are said, you have to do it before yantif. Ochel nefesh, okay, but do it before yantif, the Chachamim said. V'lama asru davar zeh, gzeirish shemayaniach adam malacha she'efshel asos me'erev yantif l'yantif, v'nimsa yantif kulo holeich pa'asiyas osin malachas. You'll spend your whole day of yantif doing malacha. V'yimana misimchas yantif. You'll be spending your time preparing food. You won't have time to eat the food and enjoy the food. So the Rambam says, "Mi derabanan, anything you could have done before Yantif, you have to do before Yantif." That's the Rambam Shito. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, everything's mutter daraisa. Everything's mutter. That's what the Magen Mishnah here discusses. Das Rabbeinu, Shekal Malacha Shein, Ba'ochlin Umashkin, Muteres Gemuros. Dvar Torah, Kagon Ksira, Tchina, V'chayotze Behen, El Shacham Asur Oso Nudei Atam Shez Kiru, Kadesh Leimana Misimchas Yantif. And then they said, anything that you could have done beforehand. The Ravid argues on this, and other Rishonim argue. What are the other Shitas? Rashi. Rashi seems to say, the Pshuto Shal Rashi is, anything that you could have done before Yantif is Asur De'oraisa. That's not included in the Heter of Ochol Nefesh. Patterned after Shabbos. Patterned after Shabbos, like we're talking about here in Rabbi Akiva. Right, anything you could have done, the Rashi, that's what Rashi says in the beginning of Ein Sadin, Taf Chav Gimel in Meseches Beisa, beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to catch fish on Yantif. Why can't you catch fish on Yantif? You're allowed to cook fish on Yantif. Right, Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Why can't you catch fish on Yantif? Says Rashi, because you could have done it before Yantif. I could have confined the fish before Yantif, and in that way, not violated Seida on Yantif. And look, that's the first Rashi here, Chav Gimel. Af agav the shchit of afio bishol mi avos malachos hein, v'huchol l'tzorach yantif, taima mishum, di'i efshar me'erav yantif. You know why those malachos are mutter on yantif? Because you couldn't have done it before yantif. The shchit of chayish l'mechmer bisra, they didn't have refrigeration in those days. You can't shech to the day before. Pan yischam im yasriach, avot seida efshar latsudu mimod yom. Confine the fish into a little bit of water. Take it out tomorrow after it's already trapped. That's Shitas Rashi, unbelievable against the Rambam. Malacha she'efshel la'asos me'erev yantif. Rashi says that's a nisa daraisa. That's not malacha ochel nefesh on a daraisa level. The Rambam also says you shouldn't do it, but only midrabanan. Rashi says daraisa, and Tosfos right there, and he refers to what he writes earlier on Daf Gimel and Beitzah. He says chas v'shalom, no way. That chiluk of efshar or e efshar lasu me'erev yanta, that's within machshirei ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh mamish? It's mutter, even if you could have done it before yantif. The chiluk of Rashi is only within machshirin. The ein l'chalik ba'ochel nefesh bein efshar lasu me'erev yantif l'she'i efshar. Dafcha machshirin yesh chiluk. Right, and that's what Tosfos refers you over there on Daf Chaf Gimel to what he wrote earlier at length. On Daf Gimel, he says, "Dafka b'machshirin yish chilek bein efshar la'asos me'erev yantif bein yefshar avavoch hanefesh mutter, even if you could have done it before yantif." Why then are there limitations? Tosfos says fundamentally, certain malachos are not called ochel nefesh. Certain malachos are so early in the process, right? Reaping, cutting something from the ground, that's not kitchen malachos. Ochel nefesh are malachos you do to prepare food in the kitchen. Cutting it from the tree, that's a field malacha. That's not a kitchen malacha. That's too early. That's what the Yerushalmi means. Milisha ve'elach. Right, says the Tosfos. Mishimer ve'elach, hey mutaris. I know milisha ve'elach. Avashar malachas, v'kodom l'chein asurin. Right, why are they asur? Right, because they're not looked at as those types of malachas. And there are others. The Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh, Masra HaKasal v'chachamim, to figure out which malachas, yes, which malachas not. But either way, it's parallel to this Mishnah where we have on Shabbos. Anything you could have done, when you have a heter to do a malacha on Shabbos, anything you could have done beforehand is usher to do beforehand. So this is a daraisa din, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Rashi has that parallel by malachos ochel nefesh on Yantif, while the other Rishonim say, no, it's not exactly parallel. Right? The Rambam, everything's mutter on Yantif. In terms of ochel nefesh, it's all usher to Rabbanan. Tosfos has a chilek within machshirin. Good. So again, that's a big sugya, and the Ran has an important discussion there. Maybe there's a chilek between pikuach nefesh and ochal nefesh. That's the Ran and the sugya of Mar Rebbe Shiurin on Daf Yud Zayin. But either way, we'll continue now. Says the Gemara, Call, it says the Mishnah. We continue the Mishnah. Call Amenachos. If we have time, we'll get to more discussion of that Mishnah in Shabbos. Daf Koflamet about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva and Mila. But we'll see. Call Amenachos. Yesh Bahen Maisa Kli Bifnim. Ve'ein Bahen Maisa Kli Bachutz. Regular carbon is Mincha now. Regular carbon Mincha, it was all done inside. It's all done inside. Rashi says the Lisha, the Aricha. Everything is done inside. Shtei Alechem. So we get to the shapes. What did the Shtei Alechem look like? Right, we had what it looked like machlokas earlier. Right, we had whether it was like a teva prutza or whether it was like a svina rokedes. Right, that's what we had back on daf tzadi dalam aves. But now, what were the dimensions? So here we go. Shtei alechem erkan shiva tvachem v'rachman dalat tvachem. 7 by 4. 7 was the length and 4 was the width. Ukarnosav arba etzbos. The horns were 4 fingers breadth up. So what do the horns mean? So Rashi seems to say Karnoseha, Shaya Madbik Batsek Lakal Zavis Kain Karnayim. At the edge of every one, we're gonna learn that the breads were folded up, as we learned. On the corner of every top you put a little extra dough. Little extra dough, like horns. And as we'll see, they were leaning in, because it didn't add any height, as we will see later on. But that's the chronos. The other mefarshim talk about, maybe there's other pshatim of what the chronos are. The Tosfos Yontif here discusses, the Rishash, what exactly was the chronos, but we'll go with Rashi's pshat for now. Lechem apanim. The lechem apanim were the following dimensions. Again, the shtei lechem weren't put on any shulchan. So here, the lechem apanim, dimensions have to be worked out with the Shulchan's dimensions. So Lechem Aponim, Erkon Yud Tvachim, Verachman He Tvachim. It was 10 by 5. 10 length, 5 width. The Karnos of Sheva Etzvos. And the Karnos were 7. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalo Tit'eh Zadad Yahas. So you don't make a mistake, you'll remember Zadad Yahas. Right, what does that mean? Zadad Yahas. Zadad is the Shtei Alechem. Right, the measurements are 7 by 4 by 4 up. And Yahaz, that's the Lechem upon him. 10 by 5 and 7 up for the Ezbos. Great. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we really are going to remember it. Zadad Yahaz. How do I remember Zadad Yahaz? Right? Why is that any easier than mentioning that's also not, that's a made up word. Says the Tiferes Yisrael. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda didn't only do it here. We know from the Seder, Rabbi Yehuda Hayinosa Bo Simanim, Tatzach Adash Bachav. Also to remind us, you know, of things. But ask the Tiferes Yisrael right here. V'tamua, de'im ki mitzvah alein laso simanim la'Torah. Yes, there's an idea of making simanim la'Torah. Remember, that's the Shulchan Aruch Shabbos Kuf Dalet. The code of the Jewish Aleph Beis. We go through every letter of the Aleph Beis. And the Gemara says, Samach Ayin, right? Simanim asei la'Torah. Figure out mnemonics and ways to remember where things are. In Shas, in Psukim, right? It's a kiyum of helping to remember. So even though that's true, ubi pratas darko shrav Yehuda laso siman im kidamrin kidashka chinan kidashkan bahagada al kalpanim kol mila shenami dena lasimin tzorach sheyishum mashmois bahamila but dim kain kal efshal haklevis os aleph baos achera de shichacha. How is this going to help us? It has to be some type of mnemonic tool. So how is Zadad Yahaz going to help us? If it's helped, if it somehow has content-wise, it's a word, so that would be good. We could remember the content also. But, so what are you going to say here? So he says, I got it. I'll tell you what Zadad Yahaz is. Right, he doesn't get into Tatzach Hadash Bachav. I guess we'll have to look in the Tiferes Yisrael's Haggadah for that. But he says, V'nir Ali, the Zadad. What's the Zadad? The Zadad is the Shtei Alechem. 744. Zadad hu nachrikon zedad. This is like a source of milk. Ratzol omar beis halechem him kmo shadayim lahanik baneha ba'aretz zavas chalav udvash. Right? The bringing the Shtei Alechem gives us bracha and nourishes all the bread of the world. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. We quoted this yesterday. Right? Well, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. You want bracha in your bread? So bring me some bread. So the Shtei Alechem is the beginning of the bringing of the wheat in the Beis HaMikdash. So that gives us bracha. So that's why it's like a dad. It's like the breast giving milk to the baby. So too, this gives us nourishment. So that's Zadad. That's how you remember the measurements. And what about Yahaz? So that's a little trickier. It says, the pasuk in Yeshayahu Chavav, Hozim Shochvim. Right, lying down. Yahad is a lashon of lying flat. So Al Shem Shalechem Apanim Mishunim Bazem Mikol Menachas Shehem Mitlonenim Vishochvim Zayin Yamim Al Shulchan. They just lie there. So Yahad is like a lashon of just staying there. So you remember that's the Lechem Apanim because that stays there the whole week. Right, but Derech Neis the Afilu Hachi Ena Nifsalim Belina. And still they're not Nifsal Belina. That was the uniqueness of the Lechem Apanim. So, Baruch Hashem, now we'll remember Yahaz and Zadad. Good, we continue. Ben Zoma Omer, V'nasata al ha-sholchon lechem panim lefanai tamid, lechem panim sheyi lo panim. Lechem panim, that it has a panim. It has surfaces, and that's why it's flat on the bottom and it goes up on the sides. So now, let's get into how the lechem panim fit onto the sholchan. So, the lechem panim, if you remember, was 10 by 5. So, we're gonna lay it, not lengthwise, not length to length, we're gonna lay it length to width. So, Hashulchan Erko Yud Verachbo Chamisha, the Shulchan was length of 10 and width of 5. So, Lechem Apanim Erko Yud Verachbo Hey. So you would say, hey, it's exact fit. No, but you need two rows in the Shulchan. So that's why you have to, each one of these is only gonna take up half. So, no sin Erko Shul Keneged Rachbo Shul Shulchan. And what do? You take it, and you take each of the lechem apanim, and you put the length widthwise into the shulchan, and you fold up the sides. So that's where it can fit. The kofel tvachayim umechsa mikan, utvachayim umechsa mikan. Right? It is 10. So if you fold up 2.5 tvachim on each side, so it's 5 flat in the middle, 2.5 up on the side, that equals 10. But it only takes up 5 of the shulchan. So it takes up half. So, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, there's no space. The entire width of the Shulchan is filled up. Because each of the columns fill up 5 of the Tvachim, even though they're 10 long, it's 5 and then you fold up each side 2.5. And therefore, it fills up, there's no space in between. No space in between. That's Rabbi Yehuda's view. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Rabbi Meir says the Shulchan was a little bit bigger. HaShulchan Erko Yudbeiz Verach Bovav. It was 12 by 6. So there's a little more room to play with. He agrees the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim, erko yud v'rachbo hei. So what do you do? Same thing. No sin erko keneged rachbo shel shulchan. But he also says, you don't fold up as much. No kofel tfachayim mikan tfachayim mikan. So, you the lechem apanim, which is 10 length, you fold up 2 and 2 on each side, 2 tfachim. That means there's 6. There's 6 left. 6 left flat on the bottom. In each one. Utfachayim revach. And then you have to find this two revach. There's two tvachim of revach in between the two lechem apanims. To leave a little space so that it can breathe a little bit and doesn't rot. So again, the length was 12. Each one took the and each of the lechem apanims was 10. So if you fold up, right? If you fold up each one tvachayim. Each side, so that gets rid of 4, 6 on each side, and then it fits into the sides, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi says tvachaim revach beemsa bein shnei hasedarim. Why derochav alechem eino ela hey v'shnei hasedarim machzikim yud tvachim ka'arach hashulchan pashlu tvachaim veim revach bein seder laseder shdei ruach on hashavas beem shloys apshu, so it doesn't get moldy. Abishalomer, Shama, you know snim, Shnei Bazichi Levonish Alechem Apanim. Right in between is where you put the Bazichin. Right, we had a machlokas before. Do you put the Bazichin on the Lechem or in between? So Abishal says you put it in between, fitting right there. Amrulo, Baluk Farnemar, Nasata, Alama Rechas Levonazaka. You put it on the orders of bread. Amrulahem, Arik Farnemar, Va'alama Tebanashe. Al can mean next to. We had earlier, a couple of weeks ago, three places where al means next to, right? The paroches was al, right? The aron, right? Sometimes al means next to. Good. V'arba, let's finish the Mishnah and then we'll make one more comment. V'arba, Stifim Shalzov, Hayusham. There were four side bars on the side of the Shulchan, Mefutzalan, Meirasheyan, split, they had slits in them, Sheyusomcha Bem Shnayim, L'Seder Zeh, Ushnayim, L'Seder Zeh, that they used to have things leaning on them. V'chavches Kanim, Kachatzi Kana Chalul, and there were 28 little rods that were stuck in to also keep distance between the breads. Arba Asar, L'Seder Zeh, V'yudal, L'Seder Zeh. Each one, each column had 14. Lo seder kanim, balona tilas and dochas haShabbos. But you weren't allowed to put these in or out on Shabbos. That's bona, right? This is quoted in the sugya in Shabbos of binyan bekalim, machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim. But this is the example given. That's what you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, sticking these poles in. What did you do before Shabbos? The kohanim went in and took out the poles. So for a little bit, the breads were on top of each other. The whole week you had these in between. Ela nichnas me'erev Shabbos v'shomto v'noso l'erkos shol shulchan. And you put it down. Again, even though there was a nace, as the Gemara is going to quote again, that the breads didn't get spoiled and they stayed for a whole week and they stayed fresh, but ain't somchan ala nace. You might say, so leave them on top of each other. What do you have to have even these kanim in? No, in some kanal anes. And we do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to minimize. Kol HaKadosh Shalei B'Mikdash, Erkan La'arko Shal Bayis. And by the way, the Mishnah adds, and we'll see in the Gemara, whether this is agreed upon, all the kalim of the Mikdash, lengthwise, were put to the length of the structure. So let's say the Shulchan and the Menorah were all put east-west. Because that's how the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is structured east-west. Right? There's going to be a machlokas about the menorah, about whether it's east-west or north-south. That's a nafkamina lagabe, how we put our chanukiyot in shul. The Trumas Hadeshin discusses that. Okay, but either way, this is the Mishnah. The Mikdash David has one ha'ara talking about the bazichin. The bazichin that were put in between here, and we took off the bazichin in order to, that's called, if you remember, the kmitza of the carbon mincha that is the lechem upon him is when we take off the bazichin and we burn it. V'yesh la'ayin. Ha, this is Mikdash David, Chav Beis Beis. V'yesh la'ayin. Ha, siluk bazichin, chashev kemitza al alechem. We mentioned that earlier. V'kiva de b'shas siluk bazichin. What was taken off first, the breads or the bazichin? What was taken off first? You get different impressions from different gemaras. So says the Mikdash David, is it possible that the breads were taken off and yet the bazichin is still called the kemitza of the breads? Because after all, usually kemitza is you take something out of the mixture. I take a little flour out of the mixture of flour. But here it could be that the breads were taken off first. So mashayach tavi kemitza al alechem habina kemitza me'al gabe ha'shulchan. Kamosha Kasav, Tosfos Menacha Sadivav, Dibra Maslil Veha Ika, right? The bottom Tosfos here, that we'll get to in a minute. So Venera says the Mikdash David, even if you would take off the bread first, it's still called Kemitza. Why? Because it's not like other Kemitzos. Other Kemitzos, you have to be Mevarer. What is the Kemitza out of this mixture? And therefore, you have to do Kemitza out of the mixture itself. Here it's known. You know what the kemitza is. The lavona is the kemitza, and the breads are the breads. So you don't have to do anything. It's already mevurar. Mashma fridan zemizem kain einaf gamina beinem mesalik abazichin beinem mesalik alechem. Kivan dal kapanim mafred alechem and amazichin chashav kemitza. Doesn't matter. V'gam, he says, if you would do it together. Im yifarek alechem abazichin yachan min ha'shulchan. Gam kein nira demahani. Avagab de'ina mafred abazichin min alechem. The af kishen al ha'shulchan harein mufradin. Because after all, even when it's sitting on the shulchan, it's already separated into different items. It's not like the flour is mixed in. Talavona munachas bebazichin. Rak ta'shulchan mitzarfan. Ukshem esalkan min ha'shulchan mufradin v'hein harei kemitza. V'chein mincha. And therefore he says the same thing would apply. And therefore he says, either way, even if you want to say that the breads were taken off first, I think it would work. But then he notes, but according to Abishol, I don't think that's possible. Right? Because what is, let me say it this way, not according to Abishol. He says, according to Abishol, in our Mishnah, it's possible to take off the breads first because the bazichin were in between. If it's in between, you can take it off first. But according to the Rabbanan, the bazichin were on the lechem, there's no way that you can get the breads off first. What, you slide it out? Slide it out, it'll be a little difficult. Right? Ech efshel l'salik alechem kodin amazichin l'sader acharkach u'l'sader alkarcha l'tzorach alechem kodin amazichin v'kiv l'tzorach l'sader amazichin alalechem nir alomar jil olam ha-kemitza ha-isai deg silik amazichin v'lai deg silik alechem. According to the Rabbanan, maybe that machlokes is not only just about where you put the amazichin, but how you do the kemitza. Good. Says the Gemara now. Kolam anachaz yesh le'maisa kli b'bifnim. Shalu az Rebbe, zumi nain. How do we know this? How do we know that the menachos all need a kli? And that kli was inside. Amar lahem, harei yomer. Rebbe says, Vayomer Eli, zeh makom asher yevashlu sham hakohanim. When Yechezkel, the second half of Yechezkel, Yechezkel is being shown what bayis shli she's going to look like. So the Navi is being shown, this is the place where the kohanim are going to cook. Asher yevashlu sham hakohanim es ha'asham ve'es ha'chatas. Asher yofu es ha'mincha. Levilti hotzi alachatzer achitzona. So you see in the pasuk appears the mincha and the asham minchatas. Mincha dumi da asham minchatas. Ma asham minchatas tunin kli. Af mincha nami tuuna kli. We had earlier, what does the kli mean here? Does it mean the sakin? Does it mean the kli shari is catching the blood? Good. Hashulchan erko asara. Am Reb Yochanan. Mudivra ya omer tzvachayim umechza kofel. According, Reb Yochanan just works out some math for us. If you say that each one is folded up 2.5, so 2.5 times 6 in each row. Nimsa shulchan makadish chamisha asar tvachim lamala. So it must be that the shulchan is makadish 15 tvachim up, because that's the height of the breads. L'divri omer tvachayim kofel, but if it's only 2 tvachim up, nimsa shulchan makadish yud beis tvachim. 6 times 2. Lamala. Says the Gemara, is that the highest it is? It only gets up to 10 or, right, 15 or 12, v'yeika kanim, but don't the rods themselves take up some space in the height? Kanim shikui mishaki luhu. No, when the breads were made, they were made with indentations for the rods, and therefore it did not take up any space. The rods fit right into that space, and therefore it didn't add any height. So again, it's very unusual. When we look at the lechem panim, you got to put all these two gemaras together. It was folded up. You got these little kranos on them. Maybe it was the shulchan sidebars were indented, right, with the semicircle, according to one daya that we had yesterday. And here, there was indentations for the rods to fit in. So gemara says, my time of mishum fushi lechem. What's the whole reason for putting the rods in? Because you don't want it to get moldy. You want it to keep space, so sof sof come off his lechem. But if you're telling me that they indented the breads to fit the rods were right up next to the bread, so it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to have any space. The magmilei purta. There's a tiny drop of space in between. A little air space. The ayika hu purta. Okay, so why don't you say it's a little higher than 12 and 15 tfachim? Kivan de lohavi tefach lochashav lei. It's a little bit. We rounded off. The ayika bazichin. Doesn't the bazichin also have be mosif on the gova? Aren't there bazichin? And therefore, that would add. So, begavet lechem avayasvi. No, it was within also the heights of the lechem. Abishol says they're next to the lechem, but either way, it didn't add any height. Havayasvi. Ulobahadi lechem avikaimi. And it was with the lechem. V'yayika kranos. So what about these little dough edges that add space on top? Kronos legave de lechem kaiflu. No, you bent in the corners. The lechem alayo nachle. And the lechem on top of each one was on top of the kronos under it, and therefore it didn't add. Rashi here asks a question. On the question of, what about the bazichin? Doesn't that add space? So ask Rashi, kashali, amai parachachi, da shulchan lo makadish lehu lebazichin. I don't understand. The shulchan is not makadish the bazichin. The bazichin themselves are makadish the flour put into it. Right? So therefore, even if the spoons are on top, you don't need the shulchan to be makadish the bazichin. Right? The frankincense, the lavona that's in the bazichin is already sanctified. So you're right, it could be higher, but you don't need the shulchan to be makadish it. Asks Tosfos, Hiksha Bakuntris, he quotes Rashi, Amai Parachachi, the Shulchan Makadishu Lubazichin, Venira de Lokasha Midi. No, it's not a problem. Why? To Amrinim Beperakama, to Komitz Mincha, Mikli Sha'agabe Karka, Shekei Matsinu Basilik Bazichin. Right, we brought a raya back in the first parak that how do you know that you can do Kemitza from a Kli on the ground? You brought a raya from this. So you're right, it's not Makadish, but it has to be taken off of the Shulchan. Has to be taken off of the kli of the shulchan. So maybe up above, if it's up above, it's not from me'ala shulchan. That's the point. Up until 12 or 15, that's where it's called Shulchan. Above that, you're right, it's not Mekadesh it, but then it wouldn't be called taking it from the Shulchan if it's too high up. Right? Mashma Davika Komas Yagabi Shulchan, and that is the, that would be the problem. Maybe there's two stages the Brisker Rav here discusses. And the other, maybe there's two stages to answer the Kasha of the Kiddush of the Bazichin. There's the Kiddush of the flower of the Flovona in the Bazichin stage one, but then you need another stage to be Mekadesh at stage two. So one formulation is, maybe it needs Kiddush to be Lechem Apanim and Kiddush to be Mincha. That's the, one of the, Achronim says that. The Brisker Rav says, I'll read it. Shalavona nidrash heinis kiddush bazichin heinis kiddush ha-shulchan. Sh'afshah bazich mekadish ha-zalavona v'nosin l'kdushas ha-guf. Mikol makom kdushas umu elas rak la-achshiro shihei roi l'kayim bos mitzvah sidra la-shulchan. In the bazichin or mekadish v'lavona so that it can be put onto the shulchan, but it's still missing the kiddush in order to be huktar. That needs the shulchan. Or, the other achronim, Chlusher Bayalev, says, B'chol lechem apanim, there's a din mincha and a din lechem apanim. So maybe that's why you need the two stages of the Kiddush of the Bazichin. Okay, either way, those, that Tosfos answers, and then the achronim, expand on that answer for Rashi. Good. So again, we're still at the stage of the Shulchan is Mekadesh, either 12 up, 12 Tvachim up, or 15 up, depending on how high the sides of the Shulchan were folded over. Says the Gemara, now continuing, Va'ika Misgarto, but doesn't the Torah tell us that you need this whole Misgeres, this whole lattice work, and doesn't that also add height? Kamadamar Misgarto Lamata Haisa. No, according to the Mandamar, that the Misgeres was underneath the bottom board of the Shulchan, so it didn't add any height. It was just lower than that neck to the legs. Ulamadari Misgarto Lamala Haisa, but according to the one who says the Misgeres was above, Pirkude Havi Mefarkata, Velechem Bigave de Shulchan Havi Yosef. You could also answer it, even if the Misgeres is above, maybe it was there, but it was bent outwards. It wasn't right under the Lechem, which would add height. It was bent out. Again, it was just a design for beauty. Kidetanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Lo Hayesham, Snifin, El Misgarto, Shel Shulchan, Amedes, as a Lechem, Amrulo, Misgeres, Lamato, Lamata Isa. So you see, it's a machlokas tanoim, but either way, it could work out. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ladivri Omer Miskarto, Lamata Haisa. If you say the Miskaris was under, and therefore the top of it was a flat board that the breads sat on, Tavla HaMisapeches Temeya. Then, if that's true, then we have a proof, according to this opinion, that A, what we would call in other Gemaras, Pshute Kliates. Right, there's a big sugya whether Pshutikulates is Makabal Tumor or not. There's no base kibul. So if you have metal or other kalim, then even without a base kibul, it could be tummy if it's a kli. But kli 8, we know that you need a base kibul. But here, it sees from here that no, tavla misapeches, even misapeches can be turned over front or back, up and down. That means flat. Tavla misapeches temeya. If you say that the miskeres was under, because then the top was where the breads sat on. Ladivri Omer Miskarto Lamala Haisa, but if you say the Miskeres was above, then Tabla Sab Mizabekas Ibar Lacha, I still have a question. Because it's not like the Tavla was on the flat, you had this Miskeres that was on it and then it went out, so maybe it wouldn't be considered a plain Pshute Kliates. Look at Rashi for a moment. Tavla Mizabekas. Shecholom Lishtamish Bitzadze, Kamo Bitzadze. Shechalakahi Mishneit Stadeha. It's flat on both sides. Temeya. Kishulchan Shal Migda, Shei Mekabel Tumah. As we're about to see, the Gemara is going to quote. Because the Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah. And the ultimate bottom of the Shulchan, the Kli part of the Shulchan, is this board. Right? Kizim Mefarish Lakamon. Vein Tavla Zu, Kishar Pshute Kliates, Derechavahi Base Kibula. But this is not, you don't sit on it. It's not royal lemedris. It continues. Okay, but this is not going to be sat on. So that's the kshayla. Pshute kliyetz, in this context, is it going to be matami or not? So Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe it's totally on how it looked. Says the Gemara, the shulchan bar kibule tumahu. Right, so is that to say the Shulchan can be Mekabel Tumah? But 1 minute, Kliyetz Hasu L'Nachasu. Isn't this a Kliyetz that's meant to be stationary? V'chol Kliyetz Hasu L'Nachas Ein Mekabel Tumah. It's stationary, so it's not meant to be Mekabel Tumah. So, my time, Odumi D'Sak Be'inan. What's the source for that? Because it has to be similar to the material of Sak that's mentioned in the Torah. Mas Sak Metaltel Moli Berekon. Just like Sak could be moved, whether it's full or empty. Even if it's full, it's able to be moved. Avkol Metaltel Moli Berekon. Question mark. So, don't we know that the rule is, if it's a kli asu l'nachas, The Gemara asked this earlier, but the same Gemara earlier, back on Daf Chaf Tes or so, says the Gemara, so the Shulchan should it be Makabal Tumah? And the answer is, no, it is Makabal Tumah, and it's not Asui Lenachas forever. Shulchanami metalto mali verekan. The Shulchan also kid Reish Lakish, like we had Reish Lakish earlier, and it's quoted again here. Dam Reish Lakish my dechsev al Shulchan hatahor. What does it mean? The Shulchan hatahor, right? The Gemara said earlier. It said two mekalim, the menorah hatahora and the Shulchan hatahor. What does each of those teach me? So the menorah hatahor we had. Oh, that tells me that the menorah came down from Shemayim. Right, but what about the Shulchan? No, it's Tahor because it could have been Tamei. Tahor Michal Diika Tamei. How does the Shulchan become Tamei? Isn't it a Klit Asu Lenachas Elamalamei Shemagbiyan Oso Loli Regalim? They used to hold it up for the Oli Regalim to show Hashem, how much Hashem loves us. Umarin Bolechem Vaomrim Lahem Ru'u Chibaschem Lefnei Amakam. See how much Hashem loves you. The bread is fresh even a week later. And therefore, this is something to remember. Kedira divrei Rabbi Shimon Levi, dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, neis gadol nasa b'lechem apanim, siluko kesiduro. It was as fresh when it came off as it was when it went on. Shneamar lasum lechem cham biyom hilacho. That's a pasuk by David and the Nov again. The same context pasuk out of that conversation. There seems to be a machlokas though between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Mishnah Lamelech points this out. Did they actually take the Shulchan out? Or did they just lift it up where it was? Right, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Metame Mishkav Umoshav in Yud Aleph, right? He talks about this issue because the Rambam writes there, Achar Haregel b'motzoi yantif ha'yumadbilin es kol ha'kelem shoyi b'mikdash b'b'nei shenogu b'nami ha'aretz b'regel b'shas ha'chag. They used to be tovel all the kelem because we're worried that Ami Aretz touched it during yantif. Lefichach ha'yu omrim hi'zaharu shalotigu b'shulchan Bisha'a Shemarin Oso La'Oli Regalim. They used to warn people, don't touch the Shulchan when they showed it to the Ola Regal. Kidei Shalo Yihia Tamei B'Maga'an Achar Regal. So it wouldn't be Tamei from touching. V'nipsa Tzorach Tfila. V'harif Shemesh. V'nomar V'alechem Apanim L'fanai Tamid. Right? You can't take even a moment that the Shulchan is not going to be there. So Dafka, the Shulchan, you had to make sure nobody touched because you don't want to have to tovel it and then you'd violate the Lechem Panim L'fanai Tamid. Good. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, Din Zeu Perek Basra Techagigah, as it's discussed there in Daf Chavav, Achatam Shekatsa Rabbeinu Lo Nizker Sham. But the reason that the Rambam quotes is not mentioned there. Vatosu Sham Kasvu Shlo Tigu Bisholchan Bikohanim Ame Haaretz. Haholchin Lehechal Lehishtachavos Kamar. Sheilu Yisrael Lo Hayeru Ulan Lelech. Af Bein Ulan Velam Izbeach. Vechim Pirish Rashi. So Rashi and Tosfos say, we're talking about the Kohanim Ame Haaretz that might touch it. Because a Yisrael can't even go on the west side of the Mizbeach, let alone into the Heichal. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just says, Shlotigu, right, all the Oli Regalim. So, Vehenireh, says the Mishnah Lamelech, Shatosfas lo ratzu lo marshas, hara haisa afli Yisrael, ubisha shamaran asol Oli Regalim, shedisvira lehu, de lo haya motzinas ashokhan lechutz. Ela magbiyin oso, vahaya roon oso, meirachok, viyemkein lo haya tzrichim lasiram shalo yigubo, shamitzias hu nimna. It's impossible. Nobody could have touched it. So you don't have to warn Yisraelim about it. That's why Rashi and Tosfos say that. But it sounds like for the Rambam that they actually took it outside. They took it outside, and it brings a raya from a Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, where they actually took it outside. Why was this Dafka the nace that they showed Hashem's love? Right, there were a lot of nisim that took place. The menorah light never went out. And there were a lot of nisim. So why dafka, this one? Was this one chosen? So we mentioned already back on Daf Chavtes, but it's worthwhile to mention it again. We're allowed to mention it again. Why was it dafka, this one? So Acharifus is quoted from the Sefer Mekach Tov, quoted here in the Megillas Hashas. Right, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Vav, remember the Gemara, the Talmidim asked for Shimon Bar Yochai, why did the man fall every single day? Why did the man just fall one day? The man just fall one day, and they take it with them. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave two answers. Number one, Mashal Lamelech is like a king that has a son that he loves very much. If he gives him an allowance for the year once a year, the son will only come to him once a year. But if he gives him a little bit every day, the son will come every single day because he needs. So Hashem wants to see us every single day. That's answer number one. Answer number two is you wanted fresh bread. You wanted fresh. We're going to have it today. You're going to get them on today. Fresh. Kasha on the second, what, Hashem couldn't have done an ace? Kept it fresh? The lechem apanim were fresh. So why couldn't Hashem have kept it fresh? Oh, so lechem apanim, that's a kasha on the second answer. The fact that the lechem apanim stay fresh, that's a raya that the first answer is right. What's the first answer? Hashem loves us. And he wants to see us every single day. So that's the charifus, though. They show the lechem apanim, which shows it's fresh a week later. That shows that we don't accept the second answer of the Gemara. Of Rav Shmuel Yochai, we accept the first answer. And what's the first answer? Hashem loves us and wants to be close to us. That is the Gemara Yuma Ayin Vav in the sugyas about the man. There at the end of Yuma. And it's quoted here. One other point to remember. Why didn't they pick up the bread? They dafka picked up the shulchan. So that also relates to what we've discussed over the past couple of days. You need tamid, and maybe part of the definition of shulchan is the bread on it. Right, and that's why, lumdis-wise, you have to keep the bread on it, you have to lift up the whole shulchan, and not take the breads off of it. The Radvaz, we mentioned the Shuvah also a number of times so far in the Masechta, but again, that's the godless of Dafyomi, get to review and review. The Radvaz in the Shuvah discusses how they know from afar, especially according to the Tosfos, how they know it was fresh. You see bread from a mile away, how do you know it's fresh? So the Radvaz says, it must have been steaming. It must have been steaming. And that's how you could see it. That's how you could see it. He quotes, Shaya Ole Hevel Mehalechem. He quotes this from the Ritva. Ubazeha Yimakirim Shulcham. Vadayan Lo Yadanam Zanestadiri. And we also don't know. Did the steam always come out? Every time you walked into the Heichal, did the steam always come out? Or was the steam only there when they showed it to the Ole Regalim? Okay, he talks about this. He also talks about the Hotzah or the Hagba. That's what he says at the end here. Machakad Rashi, Magbinos, Motsinos Olachutz, Losha Motsinos Olachutz, Lahechal, Motsinos so Chutzlum Komo, Notun Bitsafon, Motsin Mosada Pesach. See, he quotes like Rashi. They didn't take it out. They just put it, they moved it from the north side to the middle so you could see out the door. See out the door. Or not, or even take it actually out, but that could be Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Tepeglay. Again, tomorrow's show will be put up from the last cycle. Today's show, again, was sponsored. L'Rafua Shalema, Yehoshua Meir Ben Rachel Leah. You should have a Rafua Shalema B'Karov. And again, after that, we'll have to see about the scheduling-wise next couple of days, but at least tomorrow will be put up.